You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like that dude just said, yes, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 2.07 PM. It is Monday. Monday all day long. All right, so I mentioned 2,000 Mules a minute ago. The movie that recently was done by Dinesh D'Souza regarding the 2020 elections. Now listen, there's an old saying that, you know, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Well, the 2020 election and all of its faults and fallacies and foibles is still very much in the minds of many. And it was a season filled with what many have viewed as illegal activity, but at the same time, there were also any number of things that occurred that, while they may not have been truly illegal, they bordered on immoral, illegal, maybe unethical. And whether or not a court has placed a stamp of judgment on any of these actions regarding the handling of ballots, those questionable activities have left a stain all the same. Now, last week I did a series of monologues on several of the constitutional rights enshrined in the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, also known as the Bill of Rights. I spent time unpacking the First Amendment rights to speech and assembly and religion and the press, the Second Amendment right to bear arms, the Fourth Amendment right to be free of unreasonable search and seizure, and the Tenth Amendment right of states to exert sovereignty in their lawmaking and the avoidance by the Founding Fathers of having a single centralized government. If you missed it, you can find any of those in our Right Side Radio podcast at our website, rightsideradio.org. But obviously, they are not the only amendments. There's far more than just those first 10. Now, believe it or not, there are scholars who debate whether or not there is a constitutionally guaranteed right to vote. And I know that sounds crazy. I'm personally of the mind that there is no debate. It's in there, clearly. I mean, beginning with the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause, the Supreme Court agrees. In the 1972 decision in Dunn v. Blumstein, Justice Marshall said, quote, "In decision after decision, this court has made clear that a citizen has a constitutionally protected right to participate in elections on an equal basis with other citizens in the jurisdiction." There you go. And again in 1974, a case called Richardson v. Ramirez, Justice Rehnquist at the time wrote, "Because the right to vote is of the essence of a democratic society and any restrictions on that right strike at the heart of a representative government, then voting is a fundamental right." There you have it. Now, the Constitution uses the phrase right to vote in the 14th Amendment, in which it contemplates potentially even denying a state congressional representation if that state were to deny its citizens the right to vote. And since the addition of the 14th Amendment, the U.S. Constitution has been amended four more times to prohibit states from denying the right to vote based on race or color or servitude, that's the 15th, sex, that's the 19th Amendment, failure to pay a poll tax, that's the 24th Amendment, and then setting the age at 18 years old, that's the 26th Amendment. All said and done, y'all listen. There's ample grounds, no debate in my opinion, within the interpretation of the Constitution and the resulting case law to clearly make a stand on the inherent right of U.S. citizens to vote. A right. An actual right. Not a privilege. Not just an opportunity. Not something you have to go and be earned. It's a right. Under the law, the same as freedom of speech and the right to bear arms. I mean, in the history of our nation, y'all, there have been women's suffrage movements, extended litigation, even the Revolutionary War, and so many other instances of people choosing to fight for the right to have a voice in their democracy. It's a big, big deal. The right to vote, to have a say in the representative form of governance at any level in America, is what separates us from so many other nations. This is why there's still so much concern over issues of voter integrity and the conduct of the 2020 elections, because it matters. It was perceived by many to have been an invasion into the personal rights of citizens, and it was not received well. I mean, if someone were to tell you that you have no right to speak up publicly about something, regardless of your constitutional right to free speech, would it matter to you? Or how about this? If someone were to tell you your right to bear arms has been nullified and you are expected now to turn in all your firearms, would you care? If you got a notice that said you're no longer allowed to gather with the members of your faith for a time of worship, how would you react? The right to vote is of equal importance, maybe more so than those rights. I say maybe more so because the constitutionally protected right to vote is what gives you the ability to have a say in the election of the men and women who make the laws, the decisions, and the judgments about all the other rights that you have. So the next time someone asks you about your concerns about the 2020 elections, you can start by telling them you are concerned because you perceive an attempt by some to literally impede the rights of citizens to vote, or at least to have their vote count. Now listen, I had reason once to counsel an insubordinate subordinate officer in the war zone, a captain. He didn't like being held accountable. He was refusing to sign his counseling statement I had prepared. In the course of doing so, he was told clearly, "Captain, a superior officer's orders are to be followed at all times unless they're illegal, immoral, or unethical, and being popular is not one of the criteria." Now, liberals would have you believe that they could take whatever actions they deemed necessary to themselves at the time, and you should just have to lump it. I mean, it's popular to change the voting laws because of health concerns. It's popular to avoid having photo ID. It's popular to allow ballot harvesting or ballot trafficking. It's popular to have an extended voting day or week or even a month. It's popular to mail out ballots to every single voter, regardless of whether they asked for it or even if the rolls haven't been cleared of those who are already dead or gone. It's popular to allow outside private entities to, quote-unquote, assist you with polling sites. It's popular. But so what? All of those actions that I decided and more did nothing but create a lack of trust. Many of those actions would be illegal under some existing state law or in contravention of the ability to be changed by anyone other than the state legislature. But even still, those popular actions that may not necessarily be illegal, if they abridged or amended or even offended our election processes and were often done with ill intent and the ability to overtly and unduly influence, I would say it makes them immoral or unethical at best. Therefore, given that such potential for illegal, immoral, and unethical actions to have been foisted upon our actual constitutional right to vote, we have no choice but to question. Anyone who says otherwise or tries to disrespect you into sitting down and shutting up, remind them that it matters. And that while many of us may be, you know, mad about the outcome of the election itself, that more of us are actually mad that our right to vote or to be heard in the public arena just simply became a plaything to too many who don't appreciate the gravity of what an actual right is. See, the 2020 election, I don't care who you are, it was a mess. But hang in there. A new election day's coming, and we're going to have our eyes wide open this time because it matters. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. I'm telling you, folks, it's something. Copper, you can move us to the break. But literally, folks, the 2020 election, it's got an asterisk by it. It left a stain. It had so many questions attached to it, not all of which were purely illegal, but they certainly bordered on the immoral and unethical. And they were certainly designed to push things in a certain direction. The idea of one person, one vote means that your vote should count and have as much weight. But when things happen that do away or nullify the ability of your vote to have its weight, then your rights have been infringed upon. Illegal, immoral, unethical. There's my thoughts. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.